It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, November 23rd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Shopping headaches today? We'll take two tablets, or perhaps four. Tablet computers, the ones you control with your fingers, are considered the big gadgets of the season. The fresh iPad from Apple, Amazon's Kindle Fire, Google's Nexus, and the Surface from Microsoft are key options. The Surface is the new kid, and along with Marketplace Tech producer Ben Johnson, I went to a temporary Microsoft pop-up store in New York to poke at the Surface and the thin keyboard that can be torn clean off of it.
I'm going to do the thing like the commercial where I dance, do the robot dance with this.
Yeah, don't do the robot.
Okay, so what do you want me to tell you, how it feels? It feels substantial.
You tend not to use a full-size tablet. You tend to use something that's dinkier, if I may say so.
Yes, it is much more dinky, the tablet that I use.
So I'm going to try this now, because I can't stand typing with my thumbs. It has little rough spots where the keys are. They're bumped up just a little bit. And I don't hear it clicks, but let's see here. Now, so I can swap these keyboards now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, do it. Click
all right. Ben, why don't you swap keyboards, because you haven't clicked anything in yet. So here's Ben tearing off the pink keyboard.
We're switching it for a more stylish black now.
Yeah, a little bit thicker and a different type of keys. And why don't you give that a shot, my friend?
This keyboard is impressively thin, but it has sort of that old-school feel of a keyboard.
Yeah. But my error rate is about the same as with that one. I could probably get used to that thin thing.
The Surface available now comes with a version of Windows that uses either built-in programs or apps from the online Microsoft Store. To run older Windows programs will require the Pro version of the Surface out next year. One of the shop assistants said there are about 5,000 apps with more on the way, just a fraction of what's available for Apple or Android. Slate Magazine's Farhad Manju has spent time with the Surface as well as the new iPad. He says he's sticking with Apple for now, in large part because of all the apps.
In my opinion, it's just a better device for most people. I think there are some people, if you really love Microsoft Office and you need it everywhere you go, then the Surface is probably your bet. But I don't think that's true of a lot of people, especially for the kinds of uses that they want for a device like the iPad.
Many of those trying to figure out what tablet would suit them have been pestering CNET editor Molly Wood.
I have had a couple of those tweets and emails recently, yes. It's becoming a much harder decision.
For instance, you could get the Kindle Fire. I think of the Kindle as something to read books on, but the Fire is a lot more than that.
I think a lot of people are just coming around to thinking of it that way. You can download apps on it. You can read books on it. And it's become, I think, something that's really popular.
Could also go Android. Let's just talk about the Nexus 7. You ever used one of those?
I have. And the Nexus 7 and now the new Nexus 10 make me feel like there finally is a true Android competitor to the iPad family.
I was just saying to David, Molly, that the interface is really nice and just looks convincing.
It does, and it's finally gotten pretty easy to use. This version of Android, which is called Jelly Bean, is the one that you could give to your parents, and they will understand how to use it.
I don't know, Molly, what do you think? Are we focusing a little too much on form factor and the actual hardware here? I mean, a lot of people choose these tablets based on probably other things.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about the stuff that you have on the tablet, where you got it, and where you want to keep it. If you have already bought a bunch of stuff from Apple, it's going to be a lot easier for you to buy an Apple tablet. And the same goes for Amazon or Google or whichever ecosystem, we call it, you choose to live in.
FYI, the Kindle Fire and the Nexus 7 tablets are much cheaper than the Surface or the regular or mini iPads. More on that on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.